So practical calculation for the size of a matzah. So machine matzahs come fairly standard, and it's pretty easy to calculate the volume of a machine matzah. Hand matzahs are more complicated, and there theoretically are two ways to do it. There are three ways to do it in a practical sense. One is you would grind the matzah down. This is what the Chazon Ish did. And then put it into a container which was the size of the amount of volume that he felt was necessary. And you grind enough matzah to get that amount, and you figure how much of a matzah you need to do that. It's not a perfect system, as you can imagine, because there's a change in the air spaces, etc. Another approach is to do it by weight. So the Kav HaChaim brings a minhag which the Sfaradim do, to use it by the weight, because by water, a volume of a certain amount of cc's, it also be a certain amount of that weight is a certain amount of grams. They go together, so we could use that weight of grams of the matzah. Actually, the thickness and the specific gravity of matzah is going to be less than that of water, so you would need much less weight of matzah. So by doing that, you're for sure getting the full shear. Actually, the calculation of the matzah is about half of the weight of water. So if I calculate you need 29 grams of water, you put in 15 grams of, you weigh 15 grams of matzah, you're going to have the correct volume. The third way is by working with a displacement, by plasticizing the matzah. Based on that, those calculations, we can come up with some numbers for matzah. Matzah generally comes in different thicknesses. Rabbi Bodner, in his Kesayah Sefer, we're going to follow his approach on this, says that if you weigh, you can take your box of matzah, if you get 6 per pound, that's called thick matzah, 7.5 per pound, that's medium matzah, 9 per pound, that's thin matzah. For a chilas matzah, person has thin matzah, which is 9 or 10 matzahs per pound, you're going to use slightly over half of a hand matzah for the shear of a chilas matzah. That'll give you the 2 kazesim you're supposed to eat. Plus, you're fulfilling the chumrah, the rice, of assuming that our shear is a larger shear. For afikoman, we also, the chavkila, use 2 kazesim, but those 2 kazesim, we'll see later on, are smaller kazesim, and therefore the shear is going to be a little bit smaller. We assume that it is the rabbanon, mikra din, and therefore the shear is about 2/5 of a matzah. For korech, it's clearly the rabbanon, there's no milah having a second one. But on the other hand, we said it preferred the chavkila to use the size of a chatzibeya, it'll be 3/10 of a matzah. For medium matzah, for achilas matzah, you use 2/5 of a matzah. For afikoman, you're going to use 3/10 of a matzah, about a third. And for korech, you're going to use 1/4 of a matzah. Thick matzah, for achilas matzah, you should use about 35%, about a third of a matzah. For afikoman, you use 1/4 of a matzah. And for korech, you're going to use a 1/5 of a matzah for the shear.